Monday morning, time for Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Well, thank you very much. I needed that reminder. I've been too focused on the feeling of a Buffalo Bills victory. They were 10-point underdogs at Kansas City yesterday. They come away with a 16-10 win. How did it all happen?
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Let's face it, the game was pretty tough to watch as it kind of lived up to my dubbing it the slump bowl. But at the same time, when the Bills win, I guess there's really no such thing as an ugly game for Buffalo fans. Despite the somewhat ugly overall play, particularly on offense, as Tyrod Taylor was pedestrian. He had only 183 yards passing, and LeSean McCoy, he didn't have much competition for offensive player of the game. Also unspectacular, just 79 yards from scrimmage. It was the Bills' defense who finally regained their form from earlier in the season. The stat that just jumped off the page was the plays for loss that the defense generated. Yes, they only had two sacks, but they did add six tackles for loss and didn't allow Kansas City to convert a third down until the third quarter. So overall, despite the close game, it never really felt all that close as the Bills' defense was suffocating when they needed to be.
All right, let's break it down here. Who stood out for you?
Well, it's Mondays like this that I feel somewhat smart coming off Friday's analysis. I said on Friday that it wasn't quite a player but a position group that would need to stand out. And that position group, the defensive line, did just that. In fairness, this wasn't going to be rocket science as they've been the glaring deficiency over the three-game losing streak. So to win, they needed to be better. But yesterday, they looked like a completely new team in addition to the 8 plays for loss they created. They allowed just 55 yards rushing on the entire game. That was better than they were averaging in less than a half over each of the last three games. And that dominance was in part facilitated by their complete shutdown of the struggling Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. Once they established that there was little need to respect the pass, they were able to absolutely load up personnel in a way to shut down the run. On Friday, said one of these slumping teams would be a tonic for the other, and fortunately for the Bills, turned out to be the Chiefs' offense that provided the needed confidence boost for the Bills' defensive line. And with all that, they regained the line of scrimmage and control. And in terms of a single player, have to go back to rookie sensation Tre'Davious White. You didn't hear his name much throughout the game, and that was for good reason. It was because he was a shutdown presence, and when the game was on the line, he certainly made that presence known by sealing the win with an interception that ended any hopes Kansas City had for a comeback.
That made for a terrific Sunday, that particular moment. But now it's time to look forward. What does the game mean moving forward?
Yeah, this is where reality hits, and I guess it depends on what kind of person you are. Yesterday's win was truly a test for the glass half full and half empty factions. And I'm of the half empty ilk, with a bit of a caveat. It's still likely looking to be a 9-7 team that the Bills have and that might even get you into the playoffs this season in the AFC. And after the Bills fell to 5-5, we all rightfully piled on, but I had to illustrate the potential playoff path as it does still exist. And before this week, I thought the most likely route was to take care of the three winnable games against the now 4-win Dolphins twice and beat the now 3-wins Colts once. But after that, they'd have to win one when they faced the Chiefs once and Patriots twice. And just like that, they got one of those tough wins yesterday, put themselves in a position to stay right in the race. In fact, they now once again occupy the sixth playoff spot, which is 5 games to go. But on the glass half-empty side, which has pretty much been the Bills' reality for the last 2 decades, 6-5 has not been kind to the Bills historically. It's their second straight season hitting the 6-5 mark, and the fourth in the last 10 years to no playoff avail, as we all know. But like I said before, if Bills fans don't have hope, what do we have left? More often than not, I suppose it doesn't matter if the glass is, I guess, half empty or half full, because it's usually holding a high-proof alcohol at this point in the season. So with that, let's hope for more celebratory toasts and fuller glasses over the last 5 games.
No, we'll most certainly take that, and we get to talk to you again on Friday when we go Beyond the Playbook. Matt Sabuda, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay.